God bless you, Barbara. That's okay. You take your time. Me too.
People have talked about me.
Yeah.
Just let it right off my back. I've got
it,
man. You
got it.
Oh, yeah. I've thought about going to other churches. And I looked around, and I always told myself, I'll never find another church like this church or another preacher like you.
Amen, sis. God bless your heart, sis. Amen, brother. God bless you, Brother Roger. Yes, sir. Amen, brother. God bless you, Brother Roger. Yes, sir. Yep. Amen, brother. Amen, brother. Right. Amen, brother. Yeah. Thank God. Amen, brother. Amen. Let me just say publicly, we don't think your family's a bunch of idiots. We think your family's a bunch of people. And will people come problems and faults and failures. And we'll just keep loving them, Brother Roger. How about that? And I believe everybody else around here feels about the same way. Go ahead, Brother Danny. Amen, bro. God bless you, brother. Amen, brother.
I got a little boy that works with Warren. He ain't little, but he's my little boy.
Yeah.
We had taken him to the hospital last night. He's got one of these things like I got. They had to cut it open and drain it last night. But he's doing okay today. But I just think everybody pray for me.
Amen, brother.
I thank God for me and his church.
Me too. Amen, bro.
And I just like everybody here. I love everybody here. I love Brother Charles. I love you. I love Eddie. I love everybody.
Amen, bro.
I thank God for this church.
Yes, sir.
Me and Heidi always talk. They ain't no other church like this one. Amen. They ain't no other preacher like you. And I thank God for you every day.
God bless you, brother. Go ahead, BJ. Amen.
And witness to somebody. Yeah. It's blows my mind, Colin. When you ask him for something, it can get
done. Yeah.
But you gotta be sincere. And you gotta be detailed. And there's a battlefield out there.
Yeah.
And when you start doing things for him, you better be ready for him. Because the devil's coming.
You got that right, brother.
I see him today at work. There's a problem. Thank God there's soldiers for us out there and for him.
Amen.
There's a fellow Christian at my work in the break room, and he goes in there and he reads his Bible. And there's cussing and ranting and raving going on in there, and he just got to the point where he's heard enough. And he spoke up and said something. And as they was yelling at him, he's preaching to him.
Amen, brother. Right.
To do that. I know there's limitations and you can't just do with certain things, but it's a big deal. And it can hit anywhere.
That's right, brother.
It should be an eye opener to all of us that is out there and that there are times that you just can't go knock on somebody's door.
That's right. Amen, brother. Amen, brother. God bless your heart. Isn't that odd? You can go down there where he works and you can call God's name in vain all day long, but you dare not say nothing good about him. Go ahead, Miss Lisa.
I was going to Acts chapter number 1. I was going to Mark chapter number 16. And I was going to talk about the Great Commission. Before Jesus left, he left us some instructions. Not one time did he tell us to worry about what somebody else is doing. Not one time did he tell us to worry about how somebody else is living, how somebody else is dressing, how somebody else is talking. He said, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. That's what he said. All I was going to say to you tonight is, let's don't lose this. This don't happen in churches everywhere. I promise you. In most churches tonight, if somebody got up and wanted to testify, it'd scare the preacher to death. Because he wouldn't know what to do. I remember one night several years ago, I promise I'm not going to preach. Several years ago, just right down the street, not Fullerville, so don't be thinking that, but just right down the road, our youth choir was singing. Brother Dwayne Moore was to preach. I'm talking about a Baptist church. That youth choir got to singing and kids got to testifying. And the pastor was sweating bullets, buddy. And a little girl come off the back row and she came to the altar, broken. Stephanie Speck came out of the youth choir, got down in the altar to deal with her. And the little girl said, "I'm lost and I'm on my way to hell." And I'll never forget, Brother Charles, that pastor stepped off of the pulpit, looked that little girl in the face and said, "You're okay, you go back to your seat." But when we get to the place where God doesn't have room to move, we're in trouble. When we get so religious, we're religious, we're in trouble. We're in a mess. Sunday morning done me more good than anything I've done in a long time. It suited me to get to do it for about a month straight, Brother Greg. But I got to preach to those children. And I want to say this. This is my Wednesday night crowd. You're my faithful bunch, so please don't take this wrong. But I got to preach to people who enjoyed it and wanted it. And I sat there looking at those children's faces, and they had that look on their face like, "What's he going to say next?" Or, "What's he going to do next?" More like it. Then it came time for that altar call. And just one by one, they just started coming. They just started coming. What a blessing. What a blessing to see 11 little old boys and girls come down there and get saved. Amen. 13 people saved here on Sunday morning. The devil wouldn't have nothing better than to get you sidetracked. You know how he'll cause one of them children to go to hell? You'll get mad at somebody on the bus, will you? You get your feelings hurt, what's your first thought? "Well, I'll just quit that." Who are you quitting? Just like Barbara said, who are you quitting? You're quitting God. And he ain't said nothing about you, and he ain't done you wrong, and he ain't lied to you. He ain't cheated you. He ain't talking behind your back. That's who you're quitting on. You're quitting on God. We're to make our mind, we're going to keep our focus on what matters more than anything in the whole world, and that's boys and girls and men and women and husbands and mothers coming to the altar and trusting Christ as their Savior. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody does. If it hair lips the devil, I ain't quitting. You better get that mentality or you'll be next. Are you listening to me? Not one time did Jesus even bother to tell us to defend ourselves when people's running their mouth. If we get focused just right on the right thing, that other stuff won't even be a... It won't even get our attention. Amen. And we got some people in here with type A personalities. Can I get a witness? You better say amen. You better say amen. I'm talking about, she said, "I did say amen." And I'm one of them too. Wide open as a case knife. I wear every feeling I got right there on my sleeve. We better be careful. You know why? Because we're the ones God can use. It's us big mouths. It's us that our jaws are hinged on both ends. God can get glory out of us, or the devil can. Are you listening? It just all depends on where our focus is at.
I don't ever want to lose this.
Amen.
I don't want to ever get to a place where God don't just feel at liberty to come by and sit down with us on a Wednesday night. And that's what he did tonight. Who's it up to whether or not we lose this? It's up to us. And when it gets to the point that something around here is more important than him, he's gone. Are you listening? I don't care who drives the bus.
That's right. Doesn't matter.
I don't care who knocks the doors.
That's right.
I don't care who gets that stupid piece of paper on Sunday night.
That's right. Amen.
Do you understand what that's for? That's just to encourage you.
That's right.
That's all it's for. I don't care who gets it, Brother Freddie. I don't.
Amen.
I don't care who preaches in junior church Sunday morning.
Amen.
I don't. Thank God that we've got people who are faithful.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But I don't care. I do not care. If Brother Charles had had 40 people saved in here Sunday morning, it wouldn't have bothered me one bit.
Amen. That's right.
Why? I don't care who gets the credit.
Amen.
I just want to keep my focus.
That's right.
On what this thing is all about.
Amen.
And that's keeping people out of hell. 13 people got saved here Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what that tells me?
Yeah. Come on, bro.
That's bigger than the gossip I heard this week.
Amen.
That's bigger than the phone calls I got. People going, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
You got something to gripe about? Listen to me carefully. You got a problem.
Yeah.
And here's your problem. Your eyes ain't where your eyes ought to be. Because if you're looking at Jesus, you won't see nothing.
Amen.
You just lost focus. You're looking at the wrong thing. Well, what about so-and-so? Quit looking at so-and-so.
Yeah. Amen.
Just get your mind off of them. Yeah, but preacher, I think you ought to know. No, maybe I ought not to. I know more than I want to now.
Yeah.
Did you see what so-and-so had on their Facebook? No, I don't have one. And I have learned to look at one. You got to have one. Why don't you have one? Because I don't want to know what's on your Facebook.
Amen.
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
Amen.
Why? Let me tell you why. Because I got to walk up here Sunday morning and I got to preach to you like I love you.
Amen.
And I got to walk back up here Sunday night and I got to preach to you again. Like I love you. You know how I do that? The less I know about you, the better. Can I get a witness right there? Amen. I'm just saying, man. Let's not lose. This is sweet. This is precious in here tonight. I'm glad we got a church like this.
Yes, sir.
Where somebody like Roger Campbell will stand up and testify. And thinks he ain't even worthy to be in the building. But in reality, he's just as important as the preacher. Just don't ever lose it. Let's fight for it. Let's defend it.
Amen.
Amen. I double dog dare you. Double dog dare you. Go down and spend some time with them kids. I know we harp on it all the time, but I'm going to tell you what it'll do for you. It'll humble you.
Amen.
That little girl come grab me Sunday morning. I'll never forget it, Brother Freddie, as long as I live.
Yeah.
That made everything else seem trivial.
That's right, preacher.
You know, people call me and threaten me this week. Oh, yeah. If this don't go their way or that don't go their way, they're going to quit what they're doing. I tell you, a little girl come run and hug me Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Big old tears run down her face.
Yeah,
and she said, Brother Eddie, I asked Jesus to help us not to have to move away. And he did it.
Yeah.
She stopped and turned around and pointed at me. She said, he did it.
Yeah, bro.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and quit. You quit on that note, help yourself. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. I'll take it. I'll take it. Go ahead. Call me. Call me tomorrow. Gripe. Help yourself. You ain't going to knock this off with a sledgehammer. Lord, give me something Ajax won't take off. I got to see them kids pile off them bleachers, get saved Sunday morning. I got to hear Edwina stand up and testify tonight about how 16 years ago she came down after I got through preaching and knelt down on the right side of the altar in the old building and got born again. Oh, I done heard about it. You go ahead and gripe all you want. Gossip about each other. Kill one another in the parking lot. Help yourself. I'll pass out guns when the service is over. Got one in my truck right now. I just take your pick. I got something better. Amen. Now really, hadn't you? Hadn't you? Anybody talked about you this week? Probably so. Let me tell you something. You got something better. You got something better. Probably while some of you was testifying tonight, somebody went, oh, I bet money. I bet money. Somebody thought, how dare they get up and testify? I know what they've been doing. You idiot. Gives them more reason to testify. I told you I ain't preaching tonight. I'm just saying. Let's hang on to this. Yeah. Amen. Lord come in here and poured a little honey on us tonight. Yes, sir. This is sweet. Yes, sir. It's probably why he didn't let me preach, because I was going to be rough. I really was. I'm tired of the gossip. Amen. You know how tired I am of hearing it? I won't hear it no more. Amen. You want to call me to complain? Call him. Yeah, call him. He cusses. I promise you this, you won't call him twice. He don't cuss much. Life's too short, man. Get out there and get in on some of this stuff. Get you a little, just get you a little peace. Get you some joy and some excitement. Y'all don't know what these testimonies do for Brother Charles and myself and Brother Freddie. When we hear people like Jeremy and Michelle get up, talk about this church keeping their family together. That makes us want to do it again and again. That makes all them aggravating phone calls I got this week makes them seem, who called? I'm serious. I love you, church. Yes, sis, go right ahead. Blow up, sis, amen.
I just want to thank the Lord for the testing. I was thinking to myself, how long can he ever prove himself to us if he never puts through it?
That's right.
In the short time that we have, we get to heaven, it won't matter how much food we have to cast out or how much.
That's right. Go ahead, Brother Jerry.
Brother, I just want to thank God for being so good.
Amen, brother.
I want to thank him for answering prayers. Today I was listening to Brother Freddie preach. I'm getting motivated. He was talking about David and Goliath. That's good stuff. My, my, my. I don't know what to do. Help yourself, bro.
Thank God for an addiction to yard sale. Else we wouldn't be here.
That's right. Bless your heart, brother.
Well, it's just I don't know how many times I've got some new big guys on school, and it's best if he does a little smaller by the way. All those new guys on school used to go here. I thought he was going somewhere else. I don't know the situation, but I know just from me being out sick for a couple services, if you people pray.
Amen, brother. God bless your heart, brother.
And he did the same thing for our man. We still live in the same house, but I sleep on the couch every night. Not because she made it, because I wanted to.
Y'all missed that. She just hit him. Amen, brother.
One of the most amazing things about the Lord is that there is no shame when you put
up the cross. Amen,
brother. Don't let it come down to that cross when you're there hugging the person.
Amen.
And
thank God.
Over and over.
Yes, sir.
And over and over.
Amen, Rusty. Right. Right. Hallelujah, brother. Yes. Amen, brother. Old brother Earl Hughes, he's in a nursing home tonight. Probably never preach again. But brother Earl said this. He said God knew he was getting a bum deal when he got you. And I thought, boy, that's just old mountain wisdom right there. Brother Bobby, stay away from him. No, please. That's, them two don't mix right there, amen. I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing. I appreciate the good testimonies tonight. Yes, sir, Brother Caleb. Amen, son.
clear and it gets closer, you know, it's just, it's awesome how much better it is than even, couldn't even imagine, you know. I had an idea as to what it was going to be like, but man, the Lord's just so much better to me than I could ever ask or deserve. He's just awesome. He really is. It's just been so, it's just been great. My family, you know, my sister's been out of church for, or not in it, her heart's not been in it for quite some time. And been talking to her here these last couple of months, and just to see the Lord working in her heart and getting her back in church, and she's on fire for God.
Amen.
She's excited about doing something for me. The Lord's just been so good, you know. Some of those times where it just seems like, well, you know, they'll never get back. They'll never, you know. And then he just goes ahead and he does it and pours it on them, and then they get fired up. I'm just so glad that he's so much, so much better, and he does so much better than you could ever even ask to think.
Ain't that a blessing? That boy been following me around since he was a little kid. Man, it pays to serve God. Man, look there. Caleb been faithful. God give him a Puerto Rican. Amen. Sorry, couldn't help it, Jasmine. God will bless you. He'll bless you in so, so many ways. I appreciate him tonight. I appreciate every testimony. It's been good. It's been good. If I'd have tried to preach, I'd have messed it up. Go ahead, Henry. God bless your heart, brother. Bless your heart, brother. You don't even have to mention that stuff, brother. It's just that simple. Just that simple. That's why this is Happy Valley. And it may not be everybody, but for the most of us, I think it's just that way. We don't want you to mess up. We don't want you to fall into sin. We don't want your homes to bust up. Oh. But whatever happens, you got a place. Whatever happens, I don't care. It blow your mind how many of our church members I've visited in jail. You get there, I'll come see you too. I ain't bringing you no cigarettes. But I'll come see you. Amen. Been good to be in church tonight. Ain't you glad you ain't living in no car, John? I remember when he was. Lived in a car. Go ahead, Mandy. That's good stuff. By the way, you ain't got an inch back in. You can jump in head first. Amen. Did you hear what your mama said? She's praying when you get to be a teenager, you won't be stupid. Amen. If you are, me and Slappy is going to be on your head. Amen. God's so good. God is so, so good. Don't ever think you're above what she just said. I'm not above it. If I get in jail, will y'all come see me? What did he say? Oh. Jeremiah said he'd come see me. Amen. Listen, they're going to be a ladies' meeting Sunday afternoon at 4:30 or 4 o'clock. Sister Misty, how about you standing up? Would you do that? Sister Misty just got enrolled in West Georgia College, and we're having a dorm shower for her on Sunday. I don't know what all she needs. Probably a gun. But, yeah, she said probably. But whatever it is that she needs, call Miss Sheila Mann. Any of these ladies could help you out. Gift cards to Walmart and Target, I think she said. Anything like that will be a blessing. I know when Levi went to college, he didn't have nothing. I mean, they got to have towels, washcloths. I mean, just you name it. It's just like they're moving. They are moving out. So, but anyway, y'all ladies, just jump on that with both feet and be a blessing to her, okay? I think we had some more announcements. Brother Robbie had one. How about jumping up right there and making that right quick, brother?
School just started back, so that'll be starting back hopefully in a couple of weeks. I think
When Levi started college, it was mandatory for every college student that they work on a bus route. I thought that'd be pretty good for church members, don't you? Everybody got to do your time, amen. Brother William, you got an announcement? No? Okay. Well, good. Brother Tom, you men, come. Go ahead, Miss Tabitha. Take your time, sis.
Thank you.
Sure am glad I didn't preach. We'd have missed that sermon. That was awesome. I wish I had a recording of the first time she called me. Well, she bent my ear for 2 hours. Bitter, angry, hurt. It's not the same woman that stood up and testified here tonight. Love you, sis. Thank God for you. Boy, it's been good being church, ain't it? Listen, I know just to listen for a minute, it sounds like we think this place is better than everybody else. We don't. It's just we found a place where we fit. We just found a place where we can be who we are. It's not that we're better than somebody. We're not. We're not. Steve Swofford, I mean, probably a better preacher than I'll ever dream of being, right quarter mile right down the street on the left. You can't miss him, big as he is. He's bigger than Rusty. That's a fine man right there. We're not better than nobody else, but we're just home. And ain't no place, Miss Alice said, like home. Amen. Wasn't it Alice? What's her name? Dorothy. Yeah, Alice was in Wonderland. Dorothy won. Oh, well, I'll get my fairy tale straight here in a minute. Let's stand to our feet tonight. I ain't done the offering. Brother Tom, sit down. Brother Tom, you men come. Oh, you ain't got to worry. He wouldn't let me forget, I promise you. That poor rascal has to pay the bills, amen? Whew. But I tell you what, if I had it, I'd write a check for $1,000 tonight. I ain't never been to a movie better than that, nor a concert neither. That was worth something to me, boy. You have no idea that your testimonies tonight were for your pastor. I appreciate you being obedient. Let's bow our heads. We'll ask the Lord to bless the offering. Father, as we come before you this evening, Lord, I feel like Peter and James and John. Lord, when they went up on the mountain with you, Lord, they said it was good for us to be here. Lord, it was good for us to be here tonight. Lord, you didn't come down and transfigure yourself and let us see you in your glory. I don't think we could have stood it. But Lord, you did come visit with us. Lord, I believe you visited with us just as real as you did those disciples on that mountain. And I thank you for it tonight. Thank you for our people. Lord, there's some of them taking a beating. God, they've been through it. I wonder sometime how much more can they take. God, I pray, Father, you'd give them a break. Lord, those that need a job, let that phone ring tomorrow. Lord, let that boss down at that plant or wherever it is that they've applied, let them move that application to the top, please, Lord. And I know it's not just our people, God, that are out of work, people all over the country, but God, these are our people. And God, they love you, and they work these bus routes, and they knock on doors, and they clean this building, and they take care of this property. Lord, they do all these things, God, and they do it for you. Lord, I pray you'd bless them tonight. Just help them, Father. Bless this offering. God, help us to get bills paid around here. Father, we'll thank you. We'll give you glory for what you do, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.